Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future and the tools that are scripting it. I'm your host, Alex, the one who dreams in code and debugs over breakfast.
And I'm Jamie, your co-host, who still gets nightmares about missing semicolons. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of customizing Visual Studio Code, or as the cool kids call it, VS Code. It's like giving your IDE a personal makeover, but with code instead of cosmetics.
Exactly, Jamie. VS Code isn't just any code editor. It's a chameleon, transforming and adapting to your personal workflow. From changing themes to tweaking key bindings, it's all about making your development environment yours.
So let's start with the basics. What's the big deal with customization? I mean, doesn't VS Code work just fine out of the box?
Good question, Jamie. It does work fine, but think of it like this. Imagine you're a chef. Sure, the kitchen is great, but wouldn't it be better if everything was exactly where you wanted it? That's what customization in VS Code is about. Reducing cognitive friction, making things faster, and keeping your focus sharp.
Cognitive friction. So we're greasing the wheels of coding.
You could say that. By customizing your setup, you're streamlining your workflow. You spend less time hunting for commands and more time coding. Plus, for teams, having a consistent environment can make onboarding a breeze.
Makes sense. What's the first step to customizing VS Code?
Dive into themes. The look and feel of your editor can impact your mood and productivity. VS Code lets you switch themes with just a few clicks. You can go from a light, airy feel to a dark, concentrated theme in seconds.
Ooh, like going from a sunny beach to a focused dungeon. How do I do that?
Open the command palette with Control-Shift-P or Command-Shift-P for Mac users and search for Color Theme. From there, you can browse and preview themes until you find your perfect match.
Got it. What about those who want to go deeper? Say, creating custom shortcuts.
Ah, now we're getting to the good stuff. Key bindings. You can tweak these to make shortcuts that fit how you work. Say you use the terminal a lot. Why not set up a shortcut to open it with just a combo of keys?
That would save me a ton of time. No more clicking through menus.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time. It's about crafting an environment that feels right. It's like setting up your gaming rig with the perfect keybinds.
Speaking of setups, I've heard about something called workspace settings. What's that?
Workspace settings are powerful. They let you apply custom settings to specific projects. This means you can have one setup for your Python projects and another for your web development work, all tailored to the needs of each project.
So my Python projects won't feel left out because they have their own special setup. Neat!
Right? And there's more. You can automate tasks, sync settings across devices, and even extend VS Code with custom snippets and extensions.
That sounds like a lot to take in. Where does one even start with all these options?
Start small. Pick one thing you do frequently and find a way to make it faster with a customization. Then, gradually add more as you get comfortable. Before you know it, you'll have a setup that feels as familiar as your favorite hoodie.
And if I mess up, what's my safety net?
Good news there. VS Code has a robust settings sync feature. It backs up your settings to the cloud. So if you get a bit too adventurous with your customizations, you're just a few clicks away from getting back to a good state.
Phew, that's a relief. I'm known to get experimental.
We all do, Jamie. That's part of the fun. Experiment, learn, and make the tool your own.
I've got to say, Alex, I'm feeling inspired to give my VS Code a personal touch. Any parting wisdom for our listeners before we dive in?
Remember, it's not just about making things look cool. It's about making your workflow smoother and more efficient. The real power of customization comes from making your tools work for you, not the other way around.
Wise words, Alex. And with that, we're wrapping up today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tech deep dives.
Happy coding, and may your themes be ever in your favor. Until next time.